Can we talk about what's happened to Peter Murphy? It sounds horrendous.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, if you like, with Peter. I mean, I named him captain before the Hartlepool game on a Thursday. He was unfortunate. He got injured after 10 minutes on the Saturday. First league game of the season, out for 3 months. And then since he's been out, he's had this condition, a blood clot, which is, you know, which has been a shock to him, his family, to the football club. You know, he's our captain, he's our leader, and it's been a massive blow for all of us. It put us, obviously, his injury from the in the first instance, his knee injury, to one side, because this is a very serious thing that he's had. Thankfully, he's got the top, you know, professional help, if you like, the specialist that he's seeing. The club are doing what's right by him. You know, we're speaking with Peter, his family, his representatives, the specialists, the medical staff, the football club side of things. It's everyone's in contact. Everyone knows which ways we're all pulling the right direction, if you like. And it's important that we do what's right for Peter Murphy, because at the end of the day, his health comes first and foremost. You know, I'm not the type of manager to be rushing him back. You know, it's got to be right by all parties, and we'll continue to do what's right by him. He'll continue to get the medical help that he needs. He'll be continued to be monitored. He's progressed really well with his knee injury. That's out the way now. So he's back in training, but we've just got to be careful with him, obviously, because he's still under the supervision of the specialist. But he's got a meeting next Friday, which will hopefully be positive, and that'll be the next step and the big step back on his road to recovery. And I'm sure he'll come back fit and stronger than ever. But ultimately, as I said, it's about Peter Murphy's health, and if we can get that right, or when we get it right, then we'll take the next step, and that'll be getting back on the pitch in a Morecambe shirt.
Do you have any idea how long that might take?
How long's a piece of string? It's one of them. It's something that can't be rushed. As I say, he's got to see the specialist next week on Friday. Hopefully it'll be positive news and he can take his next step on the recovery ladder and get himself one step closer to being back in our first team. He's a big player for us. He's a big character. It's been great to have him back in the club while he's been doing his rehab. So all the lads, you know, he gets on well with his teammates, all the lads around him, and giving him the support that he needs. And as I say, Friday next week, if he gets the positive news, then we can readdress it and then tell people how long we think he's going to take till he's back on the green stuff, kicking a ball in the Morecambe shirt.
Any other injuries at the moment?
We picked up one or two knocks and bumps and bruises on Tuesday. Again, we did want this fixture on Saturday in the league, but it wasn't to be. But looking at it, we probably have two or three players that wouldn't have been fit for this Saturday anyway, so it gives them that extra couple of days to get themselves right for Tuesday. So we're hoping that what we've got available on Tuesday will be what we have available next Tuesday. And apart from that, Peter's obviously back in training. Adam Dugdale's back running. And apart from one or two bumps and bruises, we're not too bad.